With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. U.S. and Russian negotiators have discussed their expired nuclear pact.
The START treaty, dating back to the Cold War, expired this week, leaving no caps on the two largest atomic arsenals for the first time in decades. The lack of an agreement has fueled fears of an unconstrained nuclear arms race. President Trump says he wants a modernized pact instead of extending the old one, which he claims was badly negotiated by the United States. And he wants China to be a part of a new agreement, again accusing Beijing of covert nuclear tests. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, the U.S. has given Ukraine and Russia a deadline to reach a deal to end their war.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the U.S. has given his country and Russia a June deadline to reach a deal to end the nearly five-year war. At a Friday meeting in Moscow of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov accused Zelensky of being focused on constant provocations aimed at disrupting the negotiation process. And he said Zelensky's regime would do anything to convince its Western sponsors to continue pestering the United States and divert them from achieving a fair settlement.
That is correspondent Donna Warder reporting. Senator Tom Cotton says it makes little sense for Democrats to keep holding up funding for the Department of Homeland Security over their opposition to ICE immigration enforcement efforts, especially considering that ICE, if nobody else, is already funded and has been because of the big, beautiful bill that was passed last year, and they will still keep their funding even if there is a government shutdown.
Well, you would see a degradation of service in is the TSA at airports as we're trying to get back on our feet after a massive winter storm, or the Coast Guard, or FEMA, as people are struggling after this massive winter storm.
Senator Tom Cotton spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network, and this is SRN News. Another hospital gets out of the transgender business.
In Washington State, officials at MultiCare Mary Bridge Hospital have announced they will no longer give puberty-blocking drugs to children nor perform surgeries on them in order to help them live as the opposite sex. MultiCare joins a growing list of hospitals that are getting out of the transgender business under threat from the Trump administration. The president has vowed to cut federal funding to any facility that promotes transgenderism to kids. Michael Harrington reporting.
After decades of controversies over sexuality and theology in the worldwide Anglican Communion, some leaders of a conservative coalition say it's time to make a final break from what has long been one of the world's largest Protestant church families. But how many church provinces will go along with the rupture remains to be seen. Some of the communion's largest and fastest growing churches in Africa belong to a conservative group that may want to break away. This is SRN News. We now know the identities of the two crew members who were killed on board a helicopter assisting police in Arizona.
Arizona Department of Public Safety Director Colonel Jeffrey Glover.
The Department of Public Safety Aviation Unit suffered the tragic loss of trooper paramedic Hunter R. Bennett.
Bennett was the top graduate of his 2023 Arizona Law Enforcement Academy class and was married to his high school sweetheart.
And aviation supervisor pilot Robert B. Skanky.
Skanky was a U.S. Marine veteran, married, with four children. As to the cause of the crash,
it would be just really irresponsible for us to speculate at this time. We have to allow for NTSB to conduct their investigation.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
It was a record-setting day yesterday on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained more than 1,200 points, and it closed above the 50,000 mark for the first time ever. More on these stories at srnnews.com.